In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord bless us, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages, amen. Our Lord, make us worthy to pray thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to him, had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him, the Lord our God, the Pontifical Creator, to guard us in all peace this holy day and all days of our life. O Master, Lord God, the Pontifical Creator, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition, and every condition. Helped us, guard us, accepted us to you, had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Therefore, we ask in church your goodness, O philanthropic one, grant us to complete this holy day and all days of our life, in all peace and your fear, all envy, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from your people and from this holy place that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you who give us the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. By the grace, compassion, philanthropy of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the divinity, and the adoration are due to you, with him and the Holy Spirit, the life-giver, now and at all times, in the ages of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercy. Blot all my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned this evening in your sight. They should be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth and departs in the hidden part to make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, and broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uphold me with a generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your way, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood, guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall fill your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, so I give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good and give pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. And shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. And they shall fall bulls on your altar. Alleluia. Page 95. The Compline Prayer of this blessed day is offered to Christ, my King, my God, beseeching him to forgive my sins from the Psalms of David, the Prophet, and the King. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Let's do one Psalm 129. Out of the depths I have cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, Lord, should mar iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I do hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. I say more than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. And Yah shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Alleluia. Let's do Psalm 141 on page 99. I cry out to the Lord with my voice. With my voice to the Lord, I make my supplication. I pour out my complaint before him. I declare before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then you knew my path. In the way in which I walk, they have secretly set a snare for me. Look on my right hand and see, for there is no one who acknowledges me. Refuge has failed me. No one cares for my soul. I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. Alleluia. And do Psalm 147 on page 101. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He causes his wind to blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and his judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord.